7:13, it is the Hot Breakfast. Sam Coward and Narissa Pace with a special guest this morning. You've got to be careful what you're thinking about when you're around a psychic live in the studio. Very good morning to Amanda DeWarren. How are you, Amanda?
I'm a bit worried about getting into Sam's brain. That's pretty scary.
Won't take you long.
These days you're residing...
It's quite empty, actually. A few bits and pieces, a couple of cobwebs.
So you're now residing here on the Sunshine Coast
in the lovely
Bly Bly.
Yes.
And I'm a bit excited because I've seen your work firsthand. Now, you're quite famous. You're regarded in the top 5 mediums in Australia.
Apparently so.
Yeah. And I've just seen you have a bit of a chat with Narissa. And I'm sorry, Narissa, to throw you under the bus here, but the guys just had a bit of a chat off air about
already been tears.
That's, you cried.
Yeah, well.
You lost it.
Well, I was asking about my still living pet, Zed, to see if he's playing me with this whole storm phobia stuff.
Yeah.
But then, Amanda, you realised or you tapped into a past pet of mine.
Yeah.
It was quite
strong.
Yeah.
And she needed to come through and tell you. Now I've got you in tears again.
No, I'm not okay.
Oh,
okay.
Dear.
Get the Kleenex.
But look, can you stop that? Because that's my job. Okay.
I am a bit of a skeptic with this sort of thing. But when that happens, you're like, oh, gee, that's...
Grabs you.
That's... creepy, yeah.
Now, Amanda, you've been doing this for years. You've been on TV, you've been on radio, you've been writing for Women's Day for many, many years.
Yep.
As a medium, but what I want to know is, with all that experience, when do you get to graduate from a medium to a large?
Go on extra large.
extra large.
And you've probably heard this one, but did you hear about the dwarf that was psychic?
No, I didn't.
Went missing?
No.
It was a small medium at large?
God.
No?
So 1300...
Oh, please, somebody. Come and take this.
Exactly. 1300 468 911. So if you would like to communicate with a pet that has passed over, or maybe a pet that's living, or you could even do a reading for someone wanting to communicate with a human, right? You do psychic readings generally as well.
Yeah.
Top 5 in the country. Amanda DeWarren, give us a call right now. 1300 468